We're coming back from recess from yesterday to start today's Board of Equalization. Donnie, you're saying that the server says COM assess, that's 143, 430, that's the current assess value? And then the total appraisal is, okay, is the, that's the appraisal value, okay.
And it's broken down by classification if you look at the top, you can follow the cost.
Residential, agricultural, yeah. Commercial, total. Okay. All right. You guys ready?
I told the other gentleman, if there's anything else you can think of you want to add to this agenda, you'll just let us know. Kyle Ulrich has been adjusting it for us, and they've done an incredible job.
Yeah, no, I like that on there. And we don't have them. What was your code again?
8.
I got it here. E360?
Yep.
E360. Who's the agent that's...
Mark Snelson.
Mark Snelson.
But it also says care of Andrea Hughes.
Is it S-N-E-L-S-O-N? Snelson?
Nelson.
Oh, Nelson.
This is Andrea. May I help you?
Yeah, this is Brandon Williams with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Good morning.
Are we supposed to be talking with you or Mr. Nelson or?
With me.
Okay.
With me.
Okay. Just so you know, we are on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization here, as well as the assessor and the clerk. And
okay.
It is being recorded, and it is also being, is it being broadcast? And it is being broadcast via the internet. So are you? We've got 4 or 5 different properties here. Are you the one representing all those properties?
Yes. We have 4 properties owned by the same company.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm a little hoarse today. Owned by Great Southern Bank.
Okay.
3 of them are in Branson. 1 of them is in Forsyth.
Forsyth? Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Forsyth.
I don't care. I'm from Branson, so...
our appeal packet that we sent in, I hope you have a copy of that, because that's what I'm going to review for you.
Okay, they're going to pull it up for us real quick. Sorry, bear with us just a second.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, so right now the first one we've got is the 110 Hensley.
Yes, and actually, I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to speak of them all as a whole. The adjustment we made is actually a percentage adjustment based upon economic obsolescence. So we've actually provided the same percentage for each property, and I'll explain why. We did some research on the FDIC's banking website this year. After speaking to many of our banking clients that were seeing a decrease in the uses of a lot of their facilities. And so we began looking at why that might be happening in the industry as a whole. And we found that the FDIC is reporting losses in structures and industry as a whole throughout the state. We've provided you with an FDIC report. I hope you can see that. It's on page 3, I believe, of the packet that we gave you. Do you see that there?
Press the space bar to select the highlighted option.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. And what we've done here is we've done a 10-year and 5-year average. Well, not average, but actual FDIC report for the last 5 to 10 years. And we have taken the 10-year reduction and put that into an economic obsolescence. And basically what that is a form of depreciation that affects the usefulness of a class of property due to some external factor. So the property itself is functional and usable and is used for what its current structure is designed to be used for, but the industry is suffering from a usefulness issue. And mainly that is that foot traffic is not using banking facilities as much as they used to. They're moving more towards mobile banking and online banking and a lot of ATM or outside network ATMs. And they're not as evidence, but kind of to explain that trend, we've attached some news articles that show that trend. Of course, that is not evidence. That's just some of the news outlets have picked up on this as a trend, and for the larger industry banks, they have put that in print. So what we are asking for here is some kind of obsolescence based upon the market as a whole. And we say that because two reasons. We believe that the banking industry is going to totally survive this, and there's always going to be bank branches. We just think that right now they're having to retool those branches. So they're spending more money to figure out which ones to keep and which ones to not use as a bank anymore. And we see as they're selling individual locations, they're not reselling them as banks. They're going towards either office or retail facilities because they are usually freestanding locations. And so there are multiple ways to apply the obsolescence. We chose it here as a factor percentage indicator, but it's perfectly acceptable to apply it if you're using an income approach to a rental rate reduction or on either of your approaches to use it as a cap rate increase, because basically it's affecting the risk associated with operating a bank branch. And so that would be a cap rate increase. So we've provided what we call a simulation of an economic obsolescence model, and with the low calculation on it and everything like that. But what we're asking for is some kind of economic obsolescence reduction in either the way we've provided it or through a rental rate reduction or a cap rate increase, whichever, because, you know, there are three approaches to value, and it would really depend on the county's formation of that approach, because we have not taken it upon ourselves to try to change the county's current approach to value. So this could be something that the appraiser would just implement into his current approach, and that where our argument comes from.
Okay.
So you don't have an appraisal for the income approach that we can look at?
No, we do not have, we have not conducted an appraisal or asked an appraiser to come in and look at each individual location as you would, say, if it was for sale.
We have on the income approach, we have usually had an attorney come forward with an appraisal or a history. You're providing a history, but an attorney coming in that represents the property and explains that is to the board and to the assessor. The assessor has a certain formula that he uses to figure this, and I'm sure you didn't. You didn't go by the income approach, did you, Chuck? We just took a real estate value of what sits there and what it might be used for.
And typically those types of just market data, they're local, and so they're not really taking into account the national trend of what's going on externally from your local area. And that's really why we really wanted to show the FDIC data.
Well, but using that same logic, you're saying that I should be able to buy the same piece of property in Branson that I should be able to buy it in New York City, using that same logic. So we have to use local trends, and we have to use local values. We can't just go off of national. So,
And we weren't trying to change that, and that's why we did not try to specifically adjust each property, because we felt that you're correct. You don't want to look at this as compared to a nationwide. That's why the FDIC data is Missouri-based.
Well, even the same, so Missouri, Branson, to, or even Hollister, to, or even Forsyth, to St. Louis is something completely different. So, Chuck Pennell is our assessor. Do you have any comments or anything you want to add? Or
The one thought that I had is, and maybe it's where Brandon's going, is we've got a new bank going up out on 248. It's kind of got to be Bank Row there. We've got a number of banks out there. One's changed name recently. But when I saw your information come forth on the appeal there, I looked at these locations, and you've got some dandy locations, in my opinion. And in our market, I'm no banker, but our market, it doesn't look like the point you're making, although it fits some places. I don't see it fitting here, just from my viewpoint.
There's two banks within 100 feet of yours at one location on 248, and they're both of their values is actually twice yours. And similar.
I don't know what their value is. I'm looking at the dollar per square foot.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at pieces of real estate that are the same size of real estate, and you guys is 1.2 acres. Branson Bank right across the street is 0.87 acres, so it's actually smaller. And your value is at 95. Their assessed value is at 95. Theirs is at 150,000. And then across the street from them is
value per square foot. This particular range, okay, if you're talking about Branson on 1510 State Avenue, uh-huh, 122 square foot. And we're saying that if they were to go and sell that, if they were to sell it, wouldn't actually probably sell as a branch. That's what we're showing in the industry, is that they want new branches that are technically up to date and that run on less personnel. And they're having to invest in these new buildings, and when they get rid of an old building, it's just not staying a bank. So we're looking at more dollar per square foot of high-end retail, or perhaps a modest office complex.
Okay. Gentlemen?
I have a hard time catching what she's saying. If you have a banking facility.
She's trying to use the income approach.
I know, but she's also saying if you had it as another business.
As another business, then the value is still there.
Right.
But, yeah, the whole thing is it's a bank's now. We're talking about the value at the beginning of 2014, January of 2014. Am I right there?
Correct.
So it was a bank during that time, and it's a bank now. And until the business changes to where we could figure a market value on some other type business, we can't reduce or have a reduction in the value, because you're still a bank working as a bank.
And that's completely true. But what we're looking at is actually how you come upon a fair market value. It's an exchange for a property between a willing buyer and a willing seller. So without an actual exchange occurring, you must look at it as if there were, there could be an exchange as of January 1 and what that product would bring in dollar value.
And just so you know, if you were to put yours up for sale for, like on that one specifically, 1510 State Highway 248, what was your percentage of, was it 51%? What were you guys looking at as far as percentage taken off?
It is, I'd have to pull up the exact percentage on that.
So
we were saying that we put the 51% in, but it turned, I mean, once you put it into the model with the construction ratio, it's not exactly 51.
Okay. So well, I can tell you, it's 192.4.
66.
You will sell that property within 2 weeks if you were to list that for $197,000. So we are looking at the property values. We are looking at the – so you're trying to use an income approach, which is fine, but just understand that we're also looking at what the true value of it is. And obviously, it's, you know, a lot of it is speculation, so, and we understand that.
We ask that you consider the value per square foot as the comparison when you're looking at similar size locations rather than just appraised value. And we also ask that maybe you look at your market or cost approach in as far as adding an economic obsolescence factor of some sort, perhaps in the risk indicator as a cap rate. I don't know if you're using a cap rate on your market approach, a multiplier perhaps.
No, because that's what gets everybody. That's why we're in the problem we're in as far as nationwide and fake values versus real values. And trust me, I understand cap rate. I understand all those things, but we also have to be realists. There's property in your area that sold bare land for over $20 a square foot just recently. So, again, if you want to start talking values and what true value is, you guys have 1.2 acres, of, and that's with no building. Let's just say, so 1.2 times, was it 46,350 or 43,650? 43,650 times 20. Raw land alone, yours is worth over $1 million. And that's true market.
I wish I could speak to that, but I can't. I don't see the land that you're talking about. I haven't had a chance to research it or look at what you're saying. I really can't make a comment on that particular comment.
Well, and I understand that. I guess so understand where we're coming from whenever we feel like what I'm understanding from the board anyways is that we feel like these are probably pretty valid values, I guess is kind of what I'm hearing. But there's only two of us talking and there's four of us up here, so...
Yeah, but I want you to be clear with her if she doesn't agree with
right,
us.
Right, yeah, and just so you know, there is a, thank you, there is a, you know, we haven't made a decision as of yet, so, but there are two other members that haven't spoken up, and if you do not like the decision, you'll receive a letter, and it can be appealed to the State Tax Commission. So there's always another avenue besides, you know, just the Board of Equalization. But anyways, you... Mike, do you have anything? Or
no, I don't.
Do you gentlemen want to make any motions, or
let us look at all four of them as they ask for the income approach. Let us look at all four of them, and you'll receive a letter on each one of the four that have been presented, and we'll make a decision on that probably later because we may have other banks that come in. And
Wesley, do you know if we have any other banks that have?
We got Arvis coming.
I think we got one Arvis bank.
Is it their actual property? Or is it property that they own, that they've foreclosed on?
No, I think it's the bank right across from the hospital. If I remember,
it's
right.
One of their locations.
Yeah.
So we will be making a decision, and we'll actually notify you via letter. And if you want to call into the clerk's office, you're more than welcome to anytime if you have any questions. And again, if you do not like the decision that was made here, you can always take it to the State Tax Commission, and that'll all be explained in that letter.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you
all for your time. Are there any other questions for me about economic obsolescence or how it would apply to the approach currently used?
I don't have any. Does anybody else? No, ma'am, we do not.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I think it's too low.
I mean,
a couple of them are.
That one for $297,471. Everything around them is double.
Can you share your more of your information, the $20
Casey's,
a foot?
Casey's around the corner there. They bought for, I don't really remember them, and then we're Come and Go and Casey's, not Come and Go, we're Casey's and Chick-fil-A and...
Right.
Those all sold between $20 and $30 a square foot pad ready. Is what I'm being told by.
Yeah, I've heard a number there. I don't remember exactly.
And that was pad ready. So, you know, there's some expense in getting it pad ready. I understand that, especially in those couple locations. But
that's the thing. If they don't think their investment is good, they should be selling it for more.
Yeah. Well, my understanding is there's some banks that's made a lot of bad loans. And anyways, I don't know who those banks are, but
that's my suggestion.
Do you guys want to look at any more of these? Or you want to go ahead and take action now and send it on? I mean, that's the feeling I'm getting.
That's where I'm at. You know that.
So we'll go ahead and make the motion to.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if we should consider the four locations, look it up, and if we have to have an increase, increase it. I have no sympathy for situations that are brought to us that when we find out, then it should be raised.
So let's look at the first one.
I don't think we're being fair. That's what this Board of Equalization is. All four locations. I'm not talking about it. If they balance out to where we think that they could be.
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. So the 110 West Hensley, that's the one just before you cross the bridge on...
He's got one up for you.
Yep. So they've got that valued right now at $448,228. Can you go up to Ozark Mountain Bank or Central Bank, whatever?
It's... Where were they?
Be north.
Yeah, assessed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then across the street?
No,
that's not
it's
it.
Back.
Yeah, that's keep
back.
Keep going. That's Binswanger.
The other
way. What's that value of Binswanger? $37,190. Okay.
You're going the wrong way.
No, he's not. That's three. Hold on, slow.
There it
go
is.
That's it right there.
There it is. Yeah.
But now, yeah. But now the old IGA is that's $951,850. That's the assessed value. That's not even the appraised value.
Yeah.
So the assessed value is twice the appraised value on the other.
Yeah.
And that's quite a bit bigger too, though.
Yeah,
it is bigger.
No.
And it's not a.
Go ahead and show me the old IGA. That's $303,70 assessed value. Go ahead and go down. What's that? That's been the way. What's the Casey's there? Okay, that's pretty small. 44.68. Okay, go down. Now you got some residential wrapped up in the same area, but
right there, that's it.
That's it right there. And then what's the what's that little bitty house that's now a chiropractor's place? Well, that's not it. But... No, it's right there. Across the street, right there. See, that's an old house they turned into a chiropractor's area. I'm fine with the value on that one. Chuck, what do you think? You're the assessor.
On 1724.
That's DOE number 11.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It appears it took the 5% that most everything got. Yep.
Okay, the next one's the one on 248.
Is that 12?
Yeah.
Yep. And let me make it clear that if the other board members don't feel like we should be going that route, well, then we don't have to, but that's just the way I feel about it.
So they're 95, 190. Now go across the street and over one. to the left. That's a, nope, right there where you, yeah. Now that's a smaller bank, and it's double the value.
Does it matter?
I don't think so.
No, it may be older than the, it's one of the first ones that was out there on that.
So we got 2000. It's 7 years older.
Yeah.
Then what about Liberty Bank right next to it? To the left. Yep, that's no, that's the Wendy's or the Dairy Queen. I mean, there you go. It was built in 2006, and it's
1.09.
Yep, so it's smaller land value, smaller building, and it's more than, right at double the appraised value. So, Chuck, what do you want to do there? I think we're all in agreement that it's kind of undervalued.
8.9. It got 5% as well.
Do you feel it's the correct
value? I'd have to look at square feet. I'm not following that close enough.
You want to report up?
Please. Base area is 2383. Adjusted is 2852. Go ahead and go to the other two banks. It is a little bit bigger building.
It's twice the building. So.
Okay.
I'd say you're probably all right. Just a quick glance there.
No, back this way one thing, yeah. Okay. Benny?
It's all right.
Okay, so leave that one.
You had almost twice the
square footage on the building itself, yeah.
But the value was twice.
Correct. Right?
The next two you've got coming. There's a question.
You're talking about on the next two banks?
Yep. 17.3 if you're... Yeah, that one there. 17.36. I cannot tell you why, and I just noticed it this morning, but our value is lower.
Lower than...
Than we had last year.
So that one went down? What was it at?
We did have it at 221,415, and it's showing 198,042 now, I believe. Land value stayed the same, but our structure went down, what, $23,000.
Is there a certain age or depreciation or anything?
No, because I checked with appraisers this morning, and we haven't reassessed that area, so there's no reason. The only reason I can think that it went down was in our conversion. Because we've had a few issues on our conversion to Ulrich that something didn't happen right.
Okay.
This is actually the first time I've seen it on commercial, but I've had two houses that missed, lost half their value, and we found them, caught them. But anyway...
How many of those did you come across?
I only found two houses. Well, we found a number. We had like 35 sheets of things that decreased, and we manually went through everything.
That was residential?
Residential, commercial, both.
Two commercial, or did you say two?
No, we went through a list of 35 pages and looked at all the issues, and we evidently missed this one, because I don't know why it shouldn't be lower that I can imagine.
I wouldn't think so. Probably should be whatever it was assessed for last plus your 5%.
This is my thoughts exactly.
Okay.
Can you give us that total? Or now, once that's sent out to them, and do you send them a new one with the Board of Equalization's building?
No. Oh, yeah they'll get a letter from Donna on the BOE.
And you might put it on computer error, you know, based on computer error plus 5% increase that everybody received.
Yeah.
Again, this is a dandy location, right?
It is, but it's kind of small. It should be one.
Well, this is all on the one out on the strip, yeah.
76.
And the one right next to La Quinta, and isn't La Quinta to the left of it?
Is that by Applebee's?
Yeah. Applebee's across the street.
Yeah.
And then isn't that the theater next to it there, and then isn't that where the General Lee that's parked right there where the mouse is? Does it have an American flag on it or a Confederate flag?
It's got a Confederate flag on it.
And look who it's owned by. It's owned by a foreigner.
Probably don't know which flag it's from.
Careful. Mr. Bisheri does. He's been here a long time.
Has he?
Yep. That family's been here quite a while.
25
years. They're probably proud Americans.
He is. He lives right down the street. Right?
Does he? Yeah. Proud Americans with a Confederate flag on the General Lee.
Oh, that's someone you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the General Lee right there.
Well, I don't see location problem. I don't see.
No, you got entrances out the back and the front. It's not. So, Chuck, your advice would be to correct the computer error and error
I would
and increase the 5%.
Take it back to last year's value at least.
Okay. Danny, you want to do that now, or you want to go on to the next one and then go back?
No, I'd like to go ahead and do that now, but I'd go ahead and put the 5% on it. That's what everybody else is getting. Even their other banks got the 5%, didn't it? I mean, I don't see that we're treating them.
Well, I would entertain that motion then.
I'll make a motion that we change the value to the last year reassessment and add the 5% that everybody else got on the. That's what you're stating, isn't it? Everybody got 5%?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to take BOE number 2015-13 to correct a computer error for last year's value plus the 5% increase that everybody received. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Danny, okay for me to add the computer error comment?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Forsythy.
The old Jack Gideon property.
How'd you pronounce that?
I can't remember. It does. I mean, I'm sure where she's from, I'd be pronouncing stuff wrong, so I can't really. Like Creve Coeur? There's no telling how I'd probably pronounce that. Creve Coeur?
Kissy Mills.
Yeah. Kissy Mills. Ponce de Leon.
The entrance on this one is not very good.
Yeah, I should have built it better.
It's not very good entrance because you have to pull into the Mexican restaurant.
And sitting back in the back there, really.
Yeah.
But it's not any different than it was last year. There's there's no correction to be made as far as the last year's appraised and assessed. I mean, there was no computer error on this one, was there?
Yes, I think so.
What was it last year?
Because it was 238 last year, and Fraser said they haven't been out there to reassess it. I don't see any reason it should go lower.
It's a newer building.
It's a New, pretty new building, this I can tell you.
2011?
Yeah, it shows 10. Or, yeah, it shows 10.
No depreciation on it.
Chuck, have you sent all those other ones back that you found that there was computer error on?
Yeah, we found those before we set our book. Yep.
I want to repeat my motion on that then, that it be set back to the original assessment because of computer error and the 5% added onto it.
Computer software error, right?
But during the transition.
Conversion.
Right? Conversion.
Conversion would be a good term, I think.
Danny, you done with your motion?
Yep.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to move the value of BOE number 2015-14 to the previous year's value plus the 5% due to computer error. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. What about the top two? Oh, you want? Yeah. What about the top two?
They're not on that same list, are they? Didn't we look that up a while ago?
Yeah, no, they're not on that same list. But you wanted to. Do we want to go ahead and send those? You want to take any action on those two?
I wasn't going to. From what we looked at a while ago, it was the same as last year plus the 5%.
So we want to move to deny or just move to just take no action.
Okay, motion to deny the, let me get the numbers here.
It's 11 and 12.
Yeah, 11, BOE numbers 11 and 12 with today's date.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE numbers 2015-11 and 2015-12. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Do you guys want to take anything from yesterday, or we pretty much put those off to listen to all the other
things
from the same period?
Yeah.
So recess until 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I would. I drove out there to Emerald Point.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have any idea.